Morning, brothers and sisters. This morning we come to the last of the series of messages on 1 Peter. The Lord is really merciful to us. We have been dwelling on this book for more than 8 months. 8 months,
8个月。
And the Lord continue on to support our spiritual needs.
主继续供应我们属灵需要。
And not only that, He continued to warn us of the things that abound.
不光他来警告我们将要来的事情。
Therefore, let's all give ear to what God is about to speak to us.
让我们都有耳朵来听主要向我们所说的话。
So before we start, let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 5.
我们一起来翻到彼得前书第五章。
Verses 1 to 10.
第一节到第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 1 through 11.
彼得前书第五章一节到十一节。
I'll read first in English, then our sister will lead you in Chinese.
弟兄先读英文，我们一起来读中文。
The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by restraint, but willingly, not by filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being example to the flock. And chief shepherd shall appear, you shall give a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Verse 5, likewise ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye may have suffered a little, make you perfect, establish, stand, and settle you. To be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们一起来读第五章一到十一节。我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的，务要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。 也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑。 伏在大能的手下，到了时候，他必能升高。你们要将一切的忧虑给神，因为他顾念，务要谨守警醒。因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。 那赐诸般恩典的神，曾在基督里召你们，得享他永远的荣耀。等你们暂受苦难之后，必要亲自成全你们，坚固你们，赐力量给你们。愿全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。Okay,
another verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3.
在哥林多后书
chapter 11 verse 3.
第三节，哥林多后书十一章第三节。
But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
我只怕你们的心或偏斜，失去那像基督所存存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
Okay. Another verse, Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Say, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us.
罗马书五章五节，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Last verse.John chapter 14, verse 26.
约翰福音十四章二十六节。
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you in all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
但保惠师就是父因我的名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你想起我对你们所说的一切。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们继续祷告。
Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
主，我们在你面前谦卑。
Lord, we are just but sinners saved by your grace.
我们只是蒙恩的罪人。
Lord, a lot of times we have sinned against you.
我过去我们犯罪得罪你。
Lord, forgive us.
请你原谅我们，赦免我们。
We come before you with an open heart.
主，我们来到你的面前，敞开我们的心。
Lord, do speak to us once again.
向我们说话。
Have mercy on us.
向我们施怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I share with you that the coming of the Lord is at hand.
上一次我分享到主的再来是已经主快要再来了。
It is so near that it is at our doorstep.
他是这样子的近，已经在了门口。
All the happenings around we see in the world are just but a sign of His coming.
这在世上所发生的一切事情，只是预表主的再来。
Last time a couple days ago we hear that there's the attack in France.
几天之前在法国有一个恐怖袭击。
And more than 153 person died.
一百多人已经因此而死亡。
And this kind of lawlessness is just but a sign of His coming.
是这样子的，这样子低下贱的事情，正是预表主要再来。
Yes, God's coming back is a deeply kept secret.
是的，主的再来是一个保守的秘密。
Yet He calls us, give us signs that we might be aware of.
但是他给我们一切的预象，来警告我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us we need to be aware, we need to be sober.
所以圣经上提醒我们说，让我们来知道，让我们来谨守。
No, we need to be watching unto prayer.
使我们能够警醒祷告。
We need to live according to the Spirit.
使我们能够靠着圣灵而活。
You know, a lot of times the enemy will use all means to distract us from this right path.
仇敌总是用各样的诡计使我们离开这条道路。
Therefore, we should be watching unto prayer.
所以我们要警醒祷告。
Not only through trials, we need to watch and pray.
不光是借着试炼使我们警醒祷告。
Daily, our prayer should be part of our daily living.
但是每天的生活里面，祷告成为我们生活的一部分。
Secondly, we need to practice a different love among us.
而且第二点，我们要在生活里面要来实行彼此切实的相爱。
Fervent love means we want to reach out to other people.
我们切实的相爱表明我们要伸出我们的手向我们的弟兄姊妹。
We want to go an extra mile.
我们要多走一里路。
No, we want to do more than what is expected of us.
我们要做所一期待着我们所做的，超过我们期待我们所做的。
And we want to respond what the love that which God has given to us.
我们要对神的爱有所回应。
Not counting the cost.
不是来计算价格
But when given the opportunity, we do it quickly.
当有机会的时候，我们要快快的做。
A lot of times we felt like, well, I still had a lot of time left.
有的时候我们觉得说我们还有很多的时间剩下。
Brothers and sisters, time is not in our hand.
弟兄姊妹，时间不在我们手里面。
Whatever happened tomorrow, whatever happened the next hour, we don't know about it.
明天和下个小时发生的事情我们不知道。
But when God gave us this opportunity, we need to do it quickly.
但是主给我们机会的时候，我们就要赶做。
And we need what?To make a decision to love one.
我们要做一个决定，说要彼此爱。
In other words, we need to love not only the lovable ones, but also the unlovable.
不光是我们要爱那个可爱的，要爱那个不可爱的。
Hey, this is really it's a very serious matter.
这是一个非常严肃的事情。
You know, there's a lot of people that's not really lovable.
很多人并不是非常的可爱。
That's why God decided to love us.
所以神决定爱我们。
He is the good, the prime and the best example.
他是一个最好的例子。
We who are sinners, God decided to love us sinners.
我们这些罪人, 神决定爱我们这些罪人。
Shouldn't we love also one another?
难道我们不应该彼此相爱吗?
And he says here, love cover a multitude of sin.
因为爱遮掩许多的罪。
In other words, we don't overlook sin.
但换句话说我们不是忽略这个罪。
We don't turn a blind eye towards sin.
我们不是向罪睁一眼闭一眼。
But when a person sins,
当一个人犯罪的时候,
we need to hope and pray that one day he will come to repentance.
我们是要在祷告里面, 盼望有一天他能够回转。
Just like the father of the prodigal son.
就像那个浪父亲,
and he waited that day for his son to come.
在等的那一天的儿子能够回来,
even next time.
虽然花了很多的时间,
but the father continued to wait day after day.
但这父亲每天都在等。
That's why the Bible said when he sees his son afar off,
所以当他看见, 远远地看见儿子,
he, the father, ran towards the son.
他的父亲就跑向儿子,
he forgiven the son.
他赦免了儿子。
Brothers, this is what should be our attitude towards the brothers and sisters who have fallen.
今天这是我们对于那些, 失败的弟兄姊妹的态度。
But don't get me wrong.
不要误解我。
It doesn't mean we turn a blind eye towards sin.
不是说我们对罪睁一眼闭眼。
God is love.
神是爱,
God is also righteous.
神也是公义的神。
We need to be balanced.
我们需要有平衡。
And lastly, we need to love the strangers.
最后我们要爱那个陌生人。
Speak, when he's talking about giving hospitality.
互相款待。
And not only to love those whom we knew, but also love those who we don't know so much.
不光是爱那个我们认识的, 也爱那个我们不认识的。
And the Lord said he will give us the gift.
他会给恩赐。
What is this gift?
这个恩赐是什么呢?
It is by grace of God.
就是那个神的恩典。
God demands, God supplies.
神要求, 神也供应。
He demands us to have this fervent love one to another.
他要求我们彼此切实的相爱。
He grants us also the love that we may, the grace to love one another.
他也给我们这个恩典彼此切实的相爱。
Now we come to chapter 5.
我们来到第五章。
And this is a very important chapter.
这是一个非常重要的章节。
Because Peter is trying to tell the elders.
因为彼得在这里警告做长老的。
Not only the elders, I believe also the serving ones.
不光是那个长老, 也是那个服侍的弟兄们。
That they need to feed the flock of God, they need to what? Be faithful in their service.
他们需要有忠心, 他们需要来喂养那个群羊。
How do you feed the flock of God?
你怎么来喂养群羊呢?
We need to feed the flock of God with the word of God.
我们需要用神的话语来喂养群羊。
Indeed, there's a lot of activities in the church.
的确在教会里面有很多的活动。
Some are need to do the cooking, some need to do the cleaning.
有些是做饭的, 有些是收拾的。
But the priority of our service is what? To feed the flock of God with the word of God.
但是最重要的是用神的话语来喂养群羊。
That's why when in the book of Acts,
所以在使徒行传里面,
when the church, the number of the church grew,
当教会的人数增加的时候,
and problem of the distribution of the food,
在那个, 供养食物上有了,
the apostles gathered all the saints together.
所以使, 使徒们就, 召集了门徒,
and said, we cannot left the word of God and serve tables.
我们不能够离开神的话语来, 服侍食物。
In other words, Peter make a very clear,
换句话说, 彼得非常的清楚,
we are here to what? To minister the word of God.
我们在这里是来,
服侍神的话语。 Therefore, he arranged that there were 7 more people to help in this matter of need.
所以他在那里有七个, 他们选择了七个弟兄来做这件事情。
And even in these 7 people who are assigned to serve this need,
虽然有这七个弟兄来做这件事情,
the Bible didn't tell us how they serve.
圣经并没有讲他们是怎样服侍的。
Rather, the Bible tells us that they continue to feed the word, feed the saints with the word of God.
但是圣经上说他们继续用神的话语来喂养圣徒。
That's why this is the reason why Stephen get into trouble.
这就是使提凡怎样来惹了麻烦。
Why did he get thrown to death?
他怎么样被逮捕被石头打死呢?
Because he's ministering the word of God, proving to them that this Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
因为他正用大能证明这个耶稣就是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we should know, even in our service,
弟兄姊妹, 在我们的服侍当中,
whether it's the children's service,
不光是儿童的服侍,
whether in the kitchen service,
不光是厨房的服侍,
we need to what? Encourage one another with the word of God.
我们需要彼此用神的话语来互相鼓励。
Only the word of God encourages us to go on.
只有神的话语能够帮助我们继续往前。
If just think about it, if we take away the word of God from the church,
如果我们今天从神的教会中把神的话语除去,
then we are just like the Red Cross.
We
are not Red Cross.
We
are the church of God.
And
our priority is to minister the word of God to the brothers and sisters.
我们的第一个最重要的任务就是把神的话语传给弟兄姊妹。
Secondly, we need to be examples of God's heritage.
第二，我们需要传的榜样。
But not only we say, we minister the word of God.
不光是我们来服侍神的话语。
We need to set an example of what we say.
而且是要对我们所说的做一个榜样。
A lot of times people is stumbled.
很多时候弟兄姊妹跌倒。
Because we say one thing and we do the opposite.
因为我们说一样做一样。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神向我们有恩典。
We know that it's so hard.
我们知道是非常的艰难。
It is not that simple.
不是那样子的简单。
But by the grace of God, we will what? Be testimony not only in our words, but also in our deeds.
但是凭着神的恩典, 我们能够证明说我们不光是说的也是这样做的。
And thirdly, he charged the young people to what? Be subject to the elders.
第三点, 他也让年幼的来顺服年长的。
And they said, you clothe yourself with humility.
要以谦卑束腰。
What is humility?
什么是谦卑呢?
You know, one time I was listening to David Jeremiah.
有一次我来听那个 David Jeremiah的讲道。
He said, what is humility?
什么是谦卑呢?
It's to think less of yourselves. Listen carefully. It's to say, do not think. Do not think less of yourself. Think yourself less.
不是轻看你, 而是, 少想点关于你自己。
Do not think less of yourself. Think of yourself less.
不是说轻看你自己, 而是不要那么多的想到你自己。
A lot of times we come before the Lord.
很多时候我们来到主面前。
The Lord, I am just but a worm.
主啊, 我只是一个虫子。
Yes, before we are saved, we are worm.
是的, 我们得救之前, 我们就是一个虫子。
But after God saved us,
但是主救了我们之后,
1 Peter said, we are a chosen generation, we are a royal priesthood, we are a peculiar people.
彼得全书说我们是拣选的族类, 君尊的祭司, 圣洁的子民。
We are uplifted to such a position.
我们被提高到这样一个地步。
So stop saying that I am a worm.
是的。 不要再说我们是虫子,
we are a chosen generation.
我们是一个拣选的族类,
and we are glad about it.
我们应该被死而欢喜。
This is really God's mercy and God's grace.
这就是神的怜悯和神的恩典。
So do not think less of yourselves.
不要再轻看你自己。
But think yourself less.
而是不要那么多想到你自己。
Do not put focus always on yourselves.
不是把所有的事情都放在你的身上。
Yeah, yeah, a failure is just think all about me.
一个堕落的族类总是想到关于自己。
What people should treat me?
人是应该怎样对我呢?
Why didn't he give me attention?
为什么他不注意我呢?
Brothers and sisters are the children of God.
今天弟兄姊妹作为神的儿女,
we are already transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
我们已经从黑暗的国度转向了光明的国度。
Before we only care about ourselves,
以前我们只管我们自己。
Today we need to take care of other people.
今天我们需要顾虑到其他的人。
This is what we call fervent love being practiced.
这就是怎样来实行那个切实的相爱。
This is practice humility.
就是来实行那个谦卑。
Do not uplift ourselves,
不要把我们自己提高,
but uplift other people.
而是把别人来提高。
Then he said, we need to what? He says we need to cast our care upon him, for he cared for us.
这里说你们要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Surely as we go through life,
今天我们经过生活的时候,
there will be a lot of things that bothers us.
有很多事情会来搅和,
there's a lot of necessity that we need to meet.
很多我们所需要的,
but thank God,
但是感谢,
he's a God who cares about each and every need.
他顾念到我们每一个需要。
That's why the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd.
所以诗篇23篇说, 主是我的, 牧人。
Since he is our shepherd,
因着他是我们的牧者,
he takes care of our every need.
顾念到我们每一个需要。
Now we come to verse 8.
我们来到第八节。
He said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour.
第八节, 务要谨守警醒, 因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子, 遍地游行, 寻找可吞吃的人。
The word be sober is again mentioned.
这里这个务要谨守, 这个字又再次被提起。
To prepare for the Lord's coming, we need to be sober.
对, 预备主的再来, 我们需要谨守。
To resist the devil, we need also to be sober.
来, 抵挡仇敌, 我们也需要谨守。
One time I heard a person said,
有一次我听到一个人说,
show me the devil and I will fight him.
把魔鬼给我看, 我来跟他打仗。
This is the most foolish made.
这是一个最愚昧的说法。
So you just don't know how strong the devil is.
你不知道这个仇魔鬼有多么的强大。
You know, the name of the devil in the Bible is Lucifer.
那个魔鬼的名字就是路西弗。
The angel of light.
那个光的使者
the deceiver,
这个欺骗人的
the old serpent,
那个古蛇
the old dragon,
那个古龙
you know, all these things speak of the very nature and the person of the devil.
这些事情都描述到这个这个魔鬼
and in 1 Peter he said he is just a roaring lion.
在彼得前书说他是一个吼叫的狮子。
Today we are not afraid of the devil.
我们今天不怕这个魔鬼。
Because why?
为什么呢
？Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
因为在我们里面的比在这个世界上的更大。
But the Bible tells us we need to be sober.
但是圣经上说我们需要谨守。
We need to be beware of the what the works of the devil.
我们需要知道说这个仇敌的工作。
Because what is the devil doing? His purpose is.To what destroy us?
因为仇敌的工作需要来毁坏我们。
First, a while ago we read in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 3.
我们读到哥林多前书十一章节。
He said the devil beguiled Eve through his subtlety.
那个蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃。
Corrupted the minds that we might go away from the simplicity which is in Christ.
使我们那个失去了像基督所存一清洁的心。
The purpose of the devil to destroy us is to destroy our relationship with God.
那个魔鬼的目的就是需要来使我们破坏我们跟神的关系。
You see, when God created man, it is so good.
当神创造人的时候是这样子的好。
God and man, man and God are just friends walking in the garden.
神和人，人和神之间就是朋友。
But the devil wants to destroy that relationship.
但是魔鬼就要破坏这个关系。
He came as a serpent, seems he cares so much about this Eve.
他来作为那个蛇，好像非常关心夏娃的需要。
He said, "Did God say?"
神真的这样说了吗
？It seems like he cares so much.
看起来他好像真的很关心。
And he's trying to tell Eve, you know what? God is trying to keep something good to be enjoyed by you.
夏娃说，好像神要把一个好的东西藏起来不给你。
So that's why the Lord said, don't eat of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge good and evil.
所以神不让你吃那分别善恶树的果子。
But is that really his purpose?
这真的是他的目的吗
？His purpose is to destroy that relationship with man.
他的目的是要破坏人和神的关系。
How many times we start to pray and something just came into our mind?
多少时候我们祷告的时候，我们脑子里出现了其他的事情。
It seems that everything is okay.
看起来很多事情都很好。
Then when we start to pray,
当我们祷告的时候
，a lot of issues start coming into our mind.
很多问题就出现在我们脑子里。
Do you experience that? Can you please raise your hand?
你经过这件事情就请你举手。
Another example.
我听到一个例子。
When we were going to read the Bible,
当我们祷告当我们读经的时候
，every time we read the Bible, the phone start to ring.
每次当我要祷告读经的时候，电话就开始响。
And the Bible, the baby start to cry.
或者那个孩子就开始哭。
This is not a coincidence.
这不是一个巧合。
This is just but the attack of the devil.
这就是仇敌的工作。
And every we try to what to have fellowship with God.
当我们每次要跟神亲近的时候
，He just want to destroy that fellowship.
他就需要破坏那个交通。
How about going to the meeting?
我们要来聚会的时候。
Now, every time we prepare ourselves to go to the meeting.
当我们每次我们预备来聚会的时候。
Every time you want to come to the meeting, something happens.
每一次要来聚会的时候，总。
And who has experienced that?
谁经过这件事情
？Yeah, I also experienced that.
我也经历这件事情。
That's why the Bible tells we need to be sober.
所以我说我们要谨守。
We need to resist the devil.
我们需要抵挡那个仇敌。
Today, how do we resist the devil?
今天我们怎么来抵挡那个仇敌呢
？Yeah, another thing I haven't finished yet.
我还有一件事还要再说。
Not only he want to destroy that relationship with God.
不光他要破坏那个关系。
He wants to destroy our standing as a testimony of Jesus Christ.
他要破坏我们为神做见证的那个地位。
Because today we are not just a common people.
今天我们不是一个普通人。
The Bible tells us we are a chosen generation.
圣经说我们是被拣选的族类。
Brothers and sisters, we are so special in the sight of God.
今天我们在神的眼中是这样子的特殊。
So Satan always comes in to call you to fall into sin.
仇敌总是让我们犯罪。
That you lose your footing.
你就失去了你的
Your standing as a testimony of Jesus.
你就失去了为主做见证的那个地位。
Then afterwards, when you fall,
当你失败的时候
，then he come in to accuse you.
来指责你。
You said you are a testimony of Jesus Christ.
你是基督的见证。
Look what is your attitude.
看看你的行为。
Oh, you just lose your temper.
你刚刚发了脾气。
Oh, you just fight with your wife.
你刚刚跟妻子打架。
Brothers and sisters, this is always what the devil want to do.
这就是仇敌所做的一切事情。
He wants us to lose our standing as a testimony of Jesus.
他让我们失去为基督做见证的那个地位。
Number three.
第三点。
He wants to destroy the oneness of the body of Christ.
他要破坏那个基督身体的合一。
What is God's purpose today?
今天神的目的是什么
？To head up everything in Christ.
在基督里合二为一。
But in the church.
在教会里面。
There is no Jew nor Greek, no bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all.
没有犹太人，没有希利尼人，没有为奴的，没有自主的，基督是一切。
We don't care about us ourselves. We care about other people. We care about God's testimony here on earth.
不再是只管自己，我们是顾虑到别人，顾虑到基督在地上的见证。
And the Lord and the enemy doesn't want this thing to happen.
仇敌不想要这样子。
So he tried to destroy that oneness.
所以他就要破坏基督身体的合一。
And destroying that oneness starts always at the serving, serving people who are involved in the service.
他总是从那个在服侍的弟兄姊妹中开始。
Do you that?
你同意吗？
Those who come only on the Sunday, it's okay.
那些只在星期天来的弟兄姊妹就很好。
I come with one and a half hour.
我来一个半小时。
After eating the love feast, I go home.
吃了爱宴之后我就回家。
The enemy won't do anything about that.
仇敌不会对这件事情有任何的工作。
But rather he will start to work on those people who are serving God.
但是他在那个服侍神的弟兄姊妹中间工作。
Today, brothers, who are here in the service?
今天有谁在服侍呢？
Please raise your hand.
请你举起手来。
A lot of us here are involved in the service.
很多我们中间很多人在服侍。
And surely when we love the Lord, that's why we serve.
我们爱主，所以我们服侍。
But you know what? There is some a lot of times there are issues need to be solved.
但是有很多的问题需要被解决。
There is a problem that we need to meet.
有因着有问题，所以我们要聚会。
So a lot of times we discuss this problem.
所以我们就开始来讨论。
And we make some suggestions.
所以我们就开始有建议。
And surely not all suggestions will be taken into consideration.
不是所有的建议接纳。
Maybe one or two we consider it.
一两个建议我们会接纳。
And the enemy will try to put something in your mind.
仇敌就会在脑子里放下一个想法。
You see, spend so much time in the service.
你看你在服事里花了这么多时间。
Whenever you suggest anything, no one give you any consideration.
每次你建议什么的时候，没有人来考虑。
And every time we give into the temptation of the enemy.
每一次当我们对这个试探放弃的时候。
Every time we serve, there is always be a question mark.
每次当我们服侍，就会有一个问号。
You see, you like to serve, people doesn't give you any attention.
你看，你想要服侍，但是人们不注意你。
And sooner or later, there will be a division.
很快就会有分。
Brother, sister, we need to be careful of the wiles of the devil.
我们需要来判断仇敌的诡计。
He wants to destroy that fellowship.
他要破坏那个交通。
He wants to destroy our standing.
他破坏我们的地位。
He wants to destroy that oneness.
他破坏那个合一。
Now the thing is, how do we resist the devil?
那我们怎么来抵挡仇敌呢？
It says here, be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking of whom he might devour.
第八节说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
When I was trying to prepare this message,
当我来准备这个信息的时候，
there are three things we need to do in order to resist the devil.
我们有三件事情要来做，来抵挡这个仇敌。
Psalms 46 verse 10 says,
诗篇46篇第
十节。 Be still and know that I'm God.
要安静，要知道我是神。
Be still and know that I'm God.
你们要安静，要知道我是神。
Every time problem comes,
当每次问题来的时候，
we need to know who is the one in charge.
我们要知道说谁在掌权。
In other words, let me say it in this way.
换句话说，
we need to realize, we need to recognize that the Lord is the sovereign one.
我们需要知道说主是那个作王掌权。
The best example is when the children of Israel is about to cross the Red Sea.
最好的例子是以色列人要过红海的时候。
In front of them is the Red Sea.
在他们前面是红海。
Then they found out the Egyptian army is behind them.
他们发现埃及的兵也在他们后面。
Is this a problem? Yes, it is a problem.
这是个问题吗？ 是。
But the thing is, the children of Israel, instead of turning to the Lord,
以色列人没有转向神。
Instead of turning to the Lord, they start to complain. Should we die here?
我们要在这里死吗?
Maybe let's go back to the Egyptian. This is what always are our response.
这就是我们的反应。
What should we do?
我们要做什么呢?
Maybe we should, whom should we seek after to solve this problem?
我们跟神问问来解决这个问题呢?
But what did Moses said?
那摩西说什么呢?
Stand still.
你们要站住。
And see the salvation of God.
要看看神为你们所做的救恩。
The Egyptian that you saw today,
今天你们所看见的埃及人,
you will see him no more.
你们不会再看见了。
Brother and sister, we need to acknowledge that there is a God who what? Who brought the children out of Egypt.
今天我们需要知道说神把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And he's also the God that will bring them into the good land.
他也是这位神把他们带进了迦南美地。
Today we need to know, we need to stand still.
今天我们需要站住。
In other words, be quiet.
换句话说安静。
A lot of times we talk so much.
很多时候我们讲的太多。
We are too much.
我们,
we respond too much.
我们反快。
We need to be still.
我们需要安静。
To know he is that one who is in charge. Brothers and sisters, he is that the purpose, he is that person who is the one who is in control over all things.
他是那位在凡事上做掌权的那一位。
So number one, we need to know who is the boss.
第一点，我们需要知道说谁是那个老板。
Number two.
第二点。
We need to listen to that still small voice.
我们需要听那个小的声音。
You know, in First Kings chapter 18.
在列王记上第十八章
we know that Elijah experienced a great victory over the enemy.
我们知道以利亚经过一个大的胜利。
He prayed and the Lord sent all fire to burn all the sacrifice.
他祷告神就降下火来烧灭了所有的燔祭。
In front of the children of Israel, in front of Ahab,
在亚哈王面前，在以色列人面前
，He proved that the Lord Jehovah He is God.
他证明了耶和华是神。
And not only that,
不光如此
，All people bow down their heads and said, "The Lord He is God."
所有的人都低下头来敬拜，说他是神。
There is a big turn among the children of Israel.
在以色列当中有一个大的转变。
And He also asked all these people to kill all the priests of Baal.
他也以色列人杀死了所有的巴利和敬拜巴利的人。
So,Elijah experienced a great victory.
所以以利亚刚刚经过一个大的胜利。
But when we come to chapter 19,
当我们来到第十九节的时候
，it seems that the scenery totally changed.
看来这个情况有个转变。
Ahab went home and told Jezebel about what Elijah did.
亚哈王回家之后就告诉了耶洗别。
And Jezebel was so angry, he sent a messenger to tell Elijah, "I want to kill you."
耶洗别说，差遣一个使者告诉以利亚说，我要杀死你。
And Elijah what? He ran towards the wilderness and hid in a cave.
以利亚就跑到了旷野里面，躲到一个山洞里面。
In other words, Elijah, this is my idea.
这是我认为的。
It seems like Elijah was expecting the Lord to do something great.
以利亚本来期待的神要做一件大事。
He felt like the Lord should do something to save his life.
他觉得说神要做来救他的命。
But you know, the Lord wants to teach Elijah a very important lesson.
但是神要教以利亚一个非常重要的功课。
So he asked Elijah to stand on the mountain.
所以神叫以利亚站在那个山洞门口。
He caused a mighty wind to blow.
他有了个大风。
And the Bible says, but the Lord is not in the wind.
但是圣经里面说主不在其中。
And he caused there to be an earthquake.
但有一个地崩山裂。
The Bible says,And the Lord is not in the earthquake.
圣经上说主也不在其中。
And there is a fire.
那里有一个火。
And the Bible said the Lord is not in the fire.
圣经上说主也不在那火中。
But the Lord is in that still small voice.
但是主在那个微小的声音里。
A lot of times when problem arose.
但很多时候当问题出现的时候。
We expect the Lord to do something great to deliver us from all these problems.
我们期待着主做件大事，把我们从这个问题里面救出来。
Do God did that?
神真的这么做了吗？
A lot of times the Lord do something like that.
很多时候主是这样做的。
Sometimes we feel like there is no hope.
很多时候我们觉得说实在没有指望了。
Yet the Lord through His mighty hand deliver us from all these problems.
但是神借着大能的从这个问题里救了出来。
But sometimes the Lord don't do that.
但是很主不这样做。
When Elijah was expecting a thing to happen to deliver him from Jezebel.
以利亚本来期待着神轻易起件大事来救他脱离耶洗别的手。
The Bible tells us the Lord wants to tell him the Lord is not in all these things, but the Lord is in the still small voice.
但是神告诉他说，神不在所有这些事情当中，乃是在那个微小的声音。
Today I don't mean we need to reject all these miraculous things God has done.
今天我们
or belittle, I should say.
今天我们不需要来拒绝所有神施行的这些神迹奇事。
But there is something more important.
但是有一件更重要的事情。
It's that still small voice.
是那个微小的声音。
Our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系。
It's not based upon miraculous works.
不是建立在那个奇神迹奇事
上。Our relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系。
It's based upon our relationship with Him through that still small voice.
而是建立在我们和他之间那个微小的声音的关系上。
Today, why do you want to seek the Lord?
今天你为什么要来寻求神呢？
Is it all because of what God gave you?
是因为神给你的吗？
Or is it all because of essence?
而是因着他的同在。
Today, one thing is most important.
事情更重要。
We care more about God's presence than all these outward miraculous things.
我们应该更加注重神的同在，而超过周围的事情。
If you tell me this today,
如果你今天告诉我
，Do you give importance to the deliverance?Or do you give importance to God's small voice?
你今天是更加看重神的拯救呢，还是看重神的这个微
小的声音？ King David
said, 大卫王说
，Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. The Lord didn't say, let's get away from the valley of shadow of death. The Lord said, you need to go through the valley of shadow of death. But in the midst of going through, I am with you. Today, brothers and sisters, this is the thing we need to give importance. We need to give importance to the Lord speaking. Now, the thing is, how do you know it's God speaking?
你怎么知道是主向你说话呢?
How do you know that the Lord gave us this still small voice?
你怎么知道这个微小的声音里向你说话呢?
Because every time He speaks,
因为每次他说话的时候,
it always ran hand in hand with the Word of God.
是每次都和神的这个圣经的话语是, 一样的。
Every time He speaks to us,
每一次他向我们说话的时候,
He speaks to us through the Word of God.
是借着神的话语向我们说话。
Today, if you said something is telling you,
你觉得说有件事情在告诉你,
it is opposite what God said.
如果和神说的话相违背,
then I assure you, this is not the word of God.
我告诉你, 这不是神的话。
Today, God is speaking to us through His word.
今天神借着他的话向我们说话。
And we need to put our faith in the speaking of God.
我们需要把我们的信心放在神的话里。
Secondly,
第二点,
not only we need to give ear to God speaking,
我们不光是要注意神向我们说话,
we need also that the Holy Spirit teaches us in all things.
我们需要来让圣灵在凡事上教导我们。
On the one hand, we need to know and realize that He is God.
我们需要知道说他是神。
We need also to know that He is a speaking God.
也知道说他是说话的神。
We need also to know that He is the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
他也是那个圣灵住里面。
First John chapter 14 says, He teaches us in all things.
那个约翰福音是说他在凡事上教导我们。
You know, at that time, the disciples are so worried.
那个时候门徒是这样子的忧虑。
When the Lord tells him that He will go,
当主说我要去的时候,
then the disciples said, for 3.5 years, we have been depending on God's leading.
今天我们门徒说我们3年半的时间依靠神的带领。
All the thing they do, the thing they want to say is altogether based upon what the master said, tell them.
他们所说所做都是依靠, 他们的主所说的。
Now when the Lord will be resurrected, ascended to the Father, who will speak to them?
当要主复活升天的时候, 谁向他们说话呢?
But praise the Lord.
但是赞美神。
Not only one hand, the Lord gave us His word.
不光是神给我们的他的话语,
the Lord said He will give you another comforter.
他要给我们一个保惠师。
This comforter is with you and in you forever.
他这个保惠师在我们里面, 与我们同在, 永远同在。
This comforter teaches us in all things.
这个保惠师在凡事上教导我们。
Not only in matter of spiritual things,
不光是属灵的事情上,
but even in our daily things.
就是在我们日常生活。
But I think I've given you an example a long time ago.
我已经给过你们一个例子。
When I have this baby,
当我生立位的时候,
I don't have any experience of taking care of baby.
我没有任何的经验来照顾孩子。
One day he started to cry.
有一天他开始哭。
And I said, how do I take care of this problem?
我怎么来解决这个问题呢?
So we gave him milk.
所以我们就给他奶。
But he rejected the milk.
他不要那个奶。
And I tried to carry him.
我就开始抱着他。
He continued to cry.
他继续哭。
And I said, Lord, what should I do?
我就说主啊, 我该做什么呢?
Then it seems like there is a feeling within me.
那我里面有个感觉。
Look at the diaper.
看看那个尿布。
Yeah, okay, diaper.
我就看看尿布。
Then when I take care of the diaper, oh, it's wet.
哦,我看看那尿布, 原来湿了。
That's why he started crying.
所以他就开始哭了。
You know, this is something very real.
这是一个非常真实的事情。
A lot of times we just don't know how to do things.
很多时候我们不知道该怎么做。
But when we turn to the Lord,
当我们转向主的时候,
He teaches us in all things.
他在凡事上教导我们。
Oh, God, our God is a practical God.
我们的主实在是个非常实际的事。
Sometimes we are so naive.
我们很多时候真的很天真。
But the Lord teaches us in all things.
是主在凡事上教导我们。
And not only that,
不光如此,
He said He will bring into remembrance the thing that I've spoken unto you.
他要让你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So thank God,
感谢神,
the Holy Spirit in us,
这个在我们里面的圣灵,
will speak to us through the Word of God.
要借着神的话向我们说话。
That's why we encourage brothers and sisters to continue to read the Word of God and pursue the Word of God.
这就为什么我们鼓励弟兄姊妹继续来读神的话,
because every time we read the Word of God,
很多时候当我们读神话的时候,
the Word of God will be in us like a storage.
神的话就在我们里面储存起来。
The time we need it,
当需要的时候,
then the Spirit will teach us in all things, bring to remembrance what He has said to us.
圣灵就在凡事上教导我们，使我们想起他向我们说的话。
You know, this couple of weeks we went through a lot concerning this so-called homosexuality.
过去的时候我们非常的忧虑关于同性恋的事情。
You know, 30 years ago, this thing never happened.
30年前这是一件不可能的事情。
And we just laugh it off because homosexuality to us is a taboo.
这个同性恋是一个禁,
it is something shameful. No one wants even to mention about that. But in this age,
但是在今天的时代,
not only they accepted that thing,
不光他们接纳这件事情,
the government approved that thing,
政府,
and even threatened us that if we don't accept, then we'll be put to jail.
现在威胁我们, 如果我们不接受,
now, how should we deal with this situation?
我们怎么来面对这件事情呢?
Whenever we turn to the Lord,
当我们转向主的时候,
whenever I turn to Him,
当我转向主的时候,
then the Word of God starts to pop out. You know, one time we are having this Bible study.
有一次当我们分享,
and sooner or later this matter of homosexuality came up again. And a young brother challenged.
He said,
God is stop, how come we don't want to love this homosexual thing?
神是爱,
and this is a kind of a lifestyle.
这是一个生活, 生活的, 方式.
To such an extent, he said, is God love? Is God is love?
是神是爱吗?
How could we not love these people? When this thing came out, then God comes to come, start to pop out from my heart. We are able to what? To defend the word of God.
我们可以来, 为了神的话来,
To what? Put this brother into the right perspective. Brothers and sisters, we need the word of God.
弟兄姊妹,
today, a lot of things that are happening in this world today, causing us to be really confused what is right and what is wrong.
使我们非常的混乱, 不知道什么是对的, 什么是错的,
but we thank God.
但是我们感谢神,
we have His word outside.
我们在外面有话,
we have His Holy Spirit inside,
在里面有圣灵,
go hand in hand to preserve us, protect us in this cruel, corrupted age.
在这个弯曲变动的时代来保护我们, 来, 保守我们,
preserve us in the simplicity which is in Christ.
在保守我们向基督所存, 存于清洁的心,
then next,
最后, 下面,
if we resist the devil,
如果我们抵挡仇敌,
then we start to experience the God of all grace. Let me backtrack a little bit. God is a speaking God.
是的,
he is that Holy Spirit in us that teaches us in all things.
他那个,
but there is one thing that is so crucial. He says you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God.
是服在神, 自卑服在神大能的手下。
In other words, we need to listen, we need to obey.
换句话说, 我们需要听, 也需要顺服。
If we don't obey the word of God,
如果我们不顺服神的话,
that will be the reason for our defeat.
这就是我们失败的原因。
You know, a lot of times we know,
很多时候我们知道,
we realize,
我们,
and we acknowledge God is sovereign. Yet a lot of times we felt like, Lord, I want to obey you.
很多时候我们说, 主啊,
but in this aspect, I just want to do what I want to do.
但是在这一点上,
and this, I will tell you, this is the thing that will cause to our downfall. God demands complete obedience. Not partial obedience, but complete obedience.
不是部分的顺服,
today, if we have complete obedience towards God, then we have victory enemy. How, a lot of times, how come in our life, we experience defeat.
为什么在我们生活里面经历失败呢?
Maybe we need to check our life.
也许我们需要看看我们的生活。
Is there any area in our life that we don't obey the Lord?
看看我们生活里面有没有不顺服神的地方?
Is there any area in our life we still hold on to our own ground?
有没有非要抓住我们自己的那个地位的地方呢?
Today we need to know.
今天我们需要知道,
we are no longer our own.
我们不再属我们自己的,
we belong to Him.
我们属于神的,
He is the master, we are His servant.
他是我们的主人, 我们是他的仆人,
we need to be fully subject to Him.
我们需要完全的顺服,
and if we do that,
如果我们这样做,
then we experience victory over the enemy.
我们就会经历那个对仇敌的胜利,
then not only we experience victory,
不光我们经历那个胜利,
it says here, and the God of all grace.
这里说那个赐诸般恩典的神,
you know, this is the first time and the only time the Bible mentioned God as the God of all grace. In other words, we experience God is all kinds of grace.
换句话说,我们经历的这位神各种各样的恩典。
You know, he is that redeeming grace. He redeemed us from all kinds of sin. He redeemed us from our flesh. That we were brought into a state that we are that chosen generation, chosen people.
我们成为了那个被拣选的族类,被拣选的人。
Thank God for His redeeming grace.
感谢神,祂是我们的, 祂给我们拯救的恩典。
But He is also that sufficient grace.
祂也是那个完全供应的恩典。
We all know that the first Peter is a book that tells us that we are going through trials.
我们知道说彼得前书是讲到我们要经历试炼。
But in that trials,
但是在那个试炼里面
His grace is sufficient for us.
他的恩典够我们使用。
That's why Paul said,
所以保罗说
My grace is sufficient for thee.
我的恩典够你使用。
So sufficient,
这样子的够用。
That when this trial comes,
当试炼来临的时候
we can win over these trials.
我们可以胜过这个试炼。
Not only His grace is sufficient,
不光他的恩典是够用的。
This is a sustaining grace.
他也能够支持我们。
What King David said,
大卫王说什么呢？
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, what? All the days of my life.
恩惠和慈爱一生伴随着我。
Not only God gave you sufficient grace to go through trials.
不光是神给我们共用的恩典来经历试炼。
He gave us all kinds of grace to what? Maintain us, sustain us until the day He comes back.
他要给我们恩典支持我们，使我们一直到他再来的日子。
So we have a redeeming grace.
我们有一个救赎的恩典。
Sufficient grace.
有一个充足的恩典。
Sustaining grace.
支持的恩典。
Abounding grace.
一个丰富的恩典。
King David said.
大卫王说。
My cup.Runneth over.
我的福杯满溢。
Today, praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Not only we are able to enjoy God's grace personally.
不光我们能够个人的经历神的恩典。
Through the grace that we enjoy.
借着我们所经历的恩典。
We are able even to share to other brothers and sisters.
我们也可以跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
Is that wonderful?
这不是很好吗？
He is the God of all grace.
这是一个赐诸般恩典的
神。And not only that, he says.
不光如此，他说。
He says here, and the God of all grace.
这里说那赐诸般恩典的神
who have called to his eternal glory,
在基督里召你们得享他的荣耀
will make you perfect,
会要亲自来成全你们
look at his perfect,
成全你们
confirm you,
坚固你们
strengthen you,
赐力量给你们
establish you, establish you, okay?
要成全你们
in other words, he will perfect us.
换句话说，他要使我们完全。
When we put ourselves into the mighty hand of God,
当我们伏在神大能手下的时候
，He will transform us.
他要转变我们。
What is this perfecting talk about?
这个完全是指的什么呢
？Making a lot of adjustment.
来做很多的调整。
If you look at ourselves today,
你来看看我们自己。
Are we already perfect?
我们是完全的吗
？Brothers, we are not perfect.
我们不是完全的。
I feel there's a lot of things in me that God needs to perfect me.
我感觉到我在我里面有很多需要神来完全的地方
My patience,
我的耐心
a lot of things,
太多的事情
but thank God,
但是感谢主
that day,
那一天
when he comes back,
当他再来的时候
he promised us he will present us perfect before God,
他要使我们在神的面前完完全全的引到神的
面前 but during, before that day comes back,
在那天来之前
he will use some trials,
他要借着试炼
to adjust us,
来调整我们
transform us,
来转变我们
that we may be like him,
使我们来像他
transform us to the image of his son
磨成神儿子的形象
secondly he will confirm us in his word
他要 在他的话语里面来转变我们
today we stand not what other people said
今天我们不是因着别人说什么而
but we stand upon the word of God
我们是站在神的话上
he said that through the word of God
借着神的话
we will not be blown back and forth
我们不会被摇来摇去
with other kinds of doctrine
被异教之风摇来摇去。
Today we stand based upon what God said.
今天我们是站在神的话语上。
We will admit the fact.
我们要承认这个事实。
There's so many teachings going up.
有很多很多的教训。
How do you decipher which is right?
你们怎么来判断什么是对的呢
？We need to come to the Word of God.
我们需要回到神的话上。
That is the basis of our stand.
这就是我们站立的根基。
That is the basis of our life and our living.
我们生活的根基。
Thirdly, we need to be strengthened.
三点，我们需要被赐力量。
When we put under the mighty hand of God.
当我们伏在神的全能之下的时候。
He said he will strengthen us.
他就赐力量给我们。
On one hand, our mind will be what confirmed with the Word of God.
一方面，我们的思想能够被有神的话语来坚固。
On other hand, our behavior will be strengthened.
一方面，我们的行为被坚立。
Not walking according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
不再是靠着肉体而活，乃是靠着圣灵而活。
On the one hand, we are be resistant to every temptation of the devil.
一方面，我们能够来抵挡仇敌各样的诡计。
Resistant to self pity.
我不再是自怜。
Rather, we no longer I, but Christ who lives in me.
不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Lastly,
最后
we are established on Christ alone.
我们在基督之上而站立。
Christ, that solid rock I stand.
基督是我的磐石。
And everything else is sinking sand.
其他都是流沙。
Today, this is God's purpose on us.
这是今天在神在我们身上的目的。
Each and every one of us.
每一个我们中间每一个人
will be established in Him.
在他里面得以建立。
And when we are established,
当我们在他里面建立的时候
it says here we will receive that crown.
我们就要得到那个永衰残的冠冕。
When the day he comes back,
当他再来的时候
we will receive that crown of glory.
我们就要得到那个荣耀冠冕。
We will be together, we will be glorified with him in glory.
我们需要在荣耀里面来荣耀他。
Is that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
这不是很好吗？
I hope, brothers and sisters, you know, our time is so limited.
我们时间是这样的有限。
But we hope and pray.
我们在祷告里面盼望
that the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts,
圣灵在我们里面继续的工作
knowing that we have such a high calling,
我们有这样子一个呼召
that so called is so high that we never imagined that,
这个呼召是这样子的高我们从来没有想象过
yet in the midst of this calling,
在这个呼召中
God is transforming us,
神在改变我们
that one day we will just be like him,
有一天我们会像他
and be glorified together with him,
再一同来荣耀他
Lord have mercy on us,
愿主向我们有怜悯
Let's have a word of prayer,
我们一起祷告
Lord we admit the fact,
主我们承认
we are not until in that kind of situation yet,
我们还不在那个光景的里面
we are still so much in our flesh,
我们还活在肉体里面
Lord continue to have mercy on us,
主继续向我们怜悯
grant us the grace,
给我们这个恩典
that through these trials that we are going through,
借着这个我们所经历的试炼
you will perfect us,
使我们来完全
that one day we shall be like you,
有一天我们就像你
that we will be a testimony of you on this earth today,
我们在地上成为你的见证
in Jesus' name we pray,
奉耶稣的名祷告